Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ramble. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello.
Rachel.
Hi.
And we finally have Ariel Fulmer back.
Yay!
Everyone. How's it going?
It's going great. It's going really, really good. Two kids in the house. And two parents.
You did it.
It's nuts. It's nuts around here. I'm in Finn's room right now because it is the only room that is not actively being used by people in my not so large house. But I'm doing really well. I got some good sleep last night. I've been drinking my wine.
Yes.
What you been drinking? Well, what have I been drinking? Let's see. I have been drinking a lot of Chardonnay. And
your fave?
Nothing else. Yeah. Nothing else apart from that, actually.
We missed you so much.
It's not the same without you. I know. And I feel like had this been normal times, you guys would have been here all the time, like holding the baby and, you know, just kind of being around. But yeah, it's been rough. It's been rough not seeing you guys. I miss you too.
No, we haven't gotten to hold him yet.
I know. And he's getting so chunky now. Oh my goodness. He's like 10 weeks old now. No, I was looking at pictures of Wes at the same like age. Mm-hmm. And that was right around when we were at VidCon. And so there's pictures of Becky holding him and Maggie holding him. Do you remember when we were doing like, we were at something at it, like in the evening, and Maggie was holding him in the front carrier with like a glass of wine in one hand.
Like, yep. And then I'm a cool mom.
There was one of Becky sleeping with him. Like she was taking a nap with him. I know. I was like, oh, Finn, soon you will know the love of your aunties.
Yeah, well, one auntie is fully vaccinated. It's not me, sadly.
Yeah, yeah, I got my second vaccine last week. Oh, yes.
Yay. How you feeling?
Yeah, the second day after, I felt like kind of achy. Didn't really feel like doing much. So I stocked up on a bunch of Netflix and HBO shows and I stayed home.
What'd you watch?
What did I watch? I'm almost finished with Ted Lasso. I have the last episode to go. And then we also watched Young Up and Coming Woman.
What's that one called? Promising Young Woman.
Promising Young Woman. Miles, cut that out. Sorry, I'm terrible.
All the shows.
It's really good. Carrie Mulligan.
Have you guys already done all of the catch up on Bridgerton? And
yes. Have you finished, Ariel?
Of course I finished.
Is Bridgerton written for you?
It really is.
It absolutely was. Yeah.
What'd you think?
I loved it. I loved all the steamy sex and all of the like and the one mom whose boobs are like in her
so
neck.
So high.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That just gives me so much joy.
I'm watching Zach watch it. So I was like in the kitchen cooking last night and he was like fully in. He didn't think he was going to be this in, but there was like the scene where they're like almost holding hands and I can just hear him going, ee!
I know. We're doing a Bridgerton inspired video and Zach tried to tell us how it wasn't that big a deal. And we were all like, just watch it, Zach. Just watch
He's
it.
He's in.
You're about
He's
to
in.
See. Yes. Good.
Oh my
we
goodness.
We knew he would be.
Yeah.
Also, right. you guys look amazing. There's something about like the top knot that I have not mastered yet. Even June has better hair than I do. Oh, wait, that actually works. What do you think?
See, you just got to pull it.
Was that?
You
was,
gotta,
did, Did that do it? Did that do it for
you
me?
Did it.
I don't look
you
like a cartoon character now.
No. No, you look like a sassy, sassy young gal out to take on the world.
Strange. Also, I
think
how
everyone's top knots have their own little personalities. It doesn't matter if you do it the same way, it's always their own.
Okay. Yeah. All right. This crazy gang of girls is going to go because they're so loud.
Enjoy your blueberries, little muffins.
I welcome you back, Ariel. We love you.
I miss you guys so much.
I know. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye, Pop Pop. Bye, June Bug.
Bye, girls. Honey. I am serious about the top knot, though, because I haven't been showering very often. And so there's a whole lot of product in my hair, like, you know, dry shampoo and whatnot. But I think my hair is thinning, too. I think that's just something that happens.
That's
just something that happens. Yeah. And like you get these postpartum bangs is what they call them, is like these sort of little
baby hairs.
Wispies right around
in honor
here.
Of your baby.
Uh-huh. Mm. Some women get them more than others. I got them really bad last time. This time it's a little bit different, but I feel like my hair is in this in-between stage between like being long enough to like put up in a top knot and too short because it's like, you know,
shoulder length.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could give Wes a nice little pair of like play scissors and be like, give me an edgy lob.
Yes. He has actually upgraded in scissors. When we went to my parents' house, some of my old scissors were there, which are like these toddler scissors with metal on them. He doesn't use scissors with metal on them. And so now now that he's discovered the scissors with metal on them, he will never go back to the plastic scissors.
Got to keep an eye on him. When I was younger, my mom, I got a note home because in preschool, I used to trim my hair and my friend's hair with fancy scissors because they were fancy.
What?
Got to watch them. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Whoa. I thought I was
giving
so
yourself
pretty.
Bangs.
My scalloped cuts. Yeah.
Ariel, what's been your favorite, you know, thing that you've done for yourself recently, you know, as a new mom of two babies?
Oh my goodness.
Now.
Great question.
How do you unwind on your own?
I don't anymore. there is no unwinding. No, how have I been unwinding? This is a good thing to think about because I should be unwinding more.
You pushed a human out of your coocheroo.
Indeed,
yes.
I did.
You should be resting and getting massages and taking baths in your big luxurious bathtub.
Ain't nobody got time for that right now. But I have been going on like short runs. After like the 6 week mark, my doctor gave me the full, you know, go back to working out. And so I've been going on like I started with like 5 minutes of running because I couldn't do anything else other than that. Because I basically hadn't worked out since we found out that I had a short cervix. So that was like what, 4 months in or something. So it's been,
And you loved your CrossFit was like your escape in the morning.
Yeah.
The thing you got to do that was just for you was go. I remember how much you liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. I do miss my CrossFit gym. It's a really good community. And my CrossFit coach just had a baby too. So we've been texting back and forth. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God.
They had a baby 2 weeks after me and we actually gave birth at the same hospital. So we were keeping up with each other. I know. Crazy, right? So we've been like sending, I've been texting with my CrossFit coach, both baby things and workout things because he's been keeping me honest. I've been like, I did work out today, I promise. And he's like, I don't believe you. But I started with 5 minute runs and then I worked my way up to like 10 minute runs. I still haven't gotten much farther than like 15, but,
15, that's
like a mile.
That's a long time to be running. I only run when chased. So like, I can't even fathom running 15 minutes. That's amazing.
It feels good.
Especially like on the street.
Yeah.
You're just like,
I know.
And you're masked up.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. Running is definitely harder with a mask on, but it's kind of like training for, you know, because like,
oh yeah, you can pretend you're in different altitude. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I do sometimes pretend that I'm like an Olympic runner and I'm like, I'm training for something intense, you know, like yeah. I'm doing this for my training
on you or Finley on you and run.
That's true.
Or his little head.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can add some weight to it.
He does really like that sort of bouncing movement. So I feel like, I feel like he would really appreciate that. I run really slow, though. I am the slowest runner ever. Ned can walk next to me. We were like taking a run together and he was like, I'm sorry, but I can't keep this pace. Not because it's so fast, but because it was so slow. So he would just walk next to me and I was just like jogging.
Look, you were intentionally running. You were thinking about every step as
it's about the little exactly. moments, you know?
Small exactly. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think I'm going to start doing this thing where like I do maybe 50 sit-ups a day or something like that, because ooh. Like now I feel like good aerobically. You know, I feel like I'm working my way back into, I don't know, shape. But my like belly's still a bowl full of jelly.
You know, as expected.
As expected, again, yeah.
Human there's... came out of your coocheroo and it was living in your tongue. Yeah. Things got, you know, I don't even know, like, where your organs go while the baby's in there. Like, was Finn in there, like, hold it, like, massaging your long intestine?
There. Or, like... I wonder that, too, because it's sort of this weird thing where some of them go up and some of them go down. And yeah. So it's like my digestive system was sort of resetting itself after birth, and it was a whole weird situation in there. I was like, do I have to poop? Do I not have to poop? I don't really understand what's happening. Like, my uterus is larger than normal, but it's shrinking. So, and it's like in a different place. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I'm feeling very good now. I'm feeling back to normal, normal poops. You know,
Yay, thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. It is definitely something to be celebrated too. Normal poops.
Normal poops.
How are your poops?
My poops are good. Yeah. They're like, I take a probiotic, I take a nighttime thing, and I'm just like, boom, boom, in the morning. Ariel, I did want to give you an update, though. I remember how much you like talking about the speculum.
Oh, yeah?
Go on. I went to get my every 3-year pap smear a week ago, and guess what I got? The cool new plastic speculum that's not metal.
Oh.
And I was so excited, and I told the gynecologist, I was like, oh my God, I saw that on TikTok. That's so cool. It's not supposed to be cold, and it's supposed to be this, and it's supposed to be this. And she's like, yeah, it's not the most like eco-friendly because we're using like plastic. And I was like, look, medical gets an exemption from the plastic thing, man.
That's true.
Exemption. But it was so funny. So did you have metal speculums, or did they give you the plastic kind?
I honestly don't remember.
Were you like, shit hurt too bad? I don't even know what was going on down there.
It wasn't even, I think I was not paying any attention to what was happening.
Down the
material.
Yeah, I gotta say it was metal though, because most of the like tools that they're using are metal. Because you know, they've got like you guys probably have never seen this, but yeah, there's like a sterile like table,
and it
has
all laid out.
It has all these knives and like, you know, things, and oh yeah, because
what, are they gonna fight Finn when he comes out?
There could be all sorts of things going on, but yeah. So I gotta say they were metal, but honestly, I don't think I needed anything speculum like.
I don't think so.
That's true.
For this go around,
she's doing it herself.
The only thing
you did the manual, internal on your own.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The only thing that I remember going in there was a gloved hand, which accidentally broke my water, and things got real intense after that.
Oh man.
I know. I'll tell you the whole story at some point. But no, we're good. We're good now.
Era's like, can we please stop talking about this? Enough.
No, I want to hear what you guys have been up to. I mean, my life has been, it was exciting for like a week, and now it's not, you know, it's just the usual. We don't leave the house.
Yep.
Wes says hilarious things daily. And Finn does not. So
Finn's not talking yet.
I know.
Finn's just a big old bundle of love.
He is a little bundle of love.
Cuddling and pooping.
It's true. Here we go talking about babies again, but, he has a very tough time pooping. And so he, the doctor was saying that it's like a normal baby thing that yeah. I just don't remember it with Wes quite as much, that like he had such a he struggled so hard to like make bowel movements, but make Finn does this thing where he's just like, it's so painful to hear. I feel so bad for him. And he has the cutest little pouty face where his little frown just is like, yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He's a cute kiddo. That's, but yeah, that's about like 50% of my life right now is like poop, my poop, Ned's poop, Wes's poop, and Finn's poop. So, oh, and Bean's poop, of course.
Oh, how's Bean?
Yes.
How's Bean? Bean is good. Bean is good. He spent some time with my sister-in-law when Finn first arrived, yeah. Which was lovely for him. He needed a little break from all the fracas. And now he's back. And he's very happy to be back. And my parents are living with us right now, and they come with their own dog, who is Bean's best friend. So the two of them just run amok all day. He's having a great time.
Good that he has a little companion through it all. Aww. New life stage for him.
Yeah, but we definitely have very little patience for Bean these days. It's like when Bean barks, we're like, no Bean, no barking. You know, it's not like, oh, thank you for protecting the house. It's like, get outside.
Baby's napping.
Poor Bean. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. But we're trying to, Wes is at that age now where I think he can start appreciating Bean for like the fun things that Bean can do, like catch balls and, you know, kind of run around. So we're working on that. How's Bowie? I haven't seen very many pictures of Bowie.
Bosef is good. Yesterday we went to the park. Not much new with him. He has a dentist appointment later this week. Got to take care of that boy's teeth.
Sorry to your wallet.
I know. It's expensive. A lot of people don't realize how expensive dog and any animal teeth care is. It's like,
and none of it's covered by the insurance that that you can get. That I found that very frustrating when we first got the insurance. I was like, what does this actually cover?
Yeah.
I actually didn't know about pet insurance until you guys told me about it. I was like, what is this? Well, Alfie doesn't have it. He's a little, you know, old man street rat. So
yeah, Bowie had a lot of health issues. He had a lot of belly issues. So I just got it when he was younger. And luckily, I'm going to hold on to it for a little bit. And then I don't know, we'll reevaluate. But he has it as of now. Because he started to become, he needed like weekly B12 injections, like the little Angelino that he is, for 12 weeks.
What?
It was expensive.
Little puppy Bowie getting his B12 shots. B12
weekly.
Was he like getting migraines? Like what?
No, they thought he had like inflammatory bowel disease. For him? He wasn't absorbing B12. So it was expensive. It got really expensive.
How did you find out? How did you find that out?
He had to get blood work done at the vet and they drew his B12 and he was like, oh, this is consistent. Cause he started having like a lot of bowel issues when he was a puppy. Luckily he's over that. He's controlled, but yeah, it showed up on blood work and we were like, oh no, Bowie's going to have like this long term. We thought it was going to be like a lot longer and a lot more expensive, but luckily he's okay. He just had that one bout, but like, hopefully when he's older, I'm nervous he'll flare, but he's been good. Knock on wood.
Well, Ariel, we are so happy to have you back. And we had played some games while you were away.
I heard you guys had so many guests. You had Matt.
Yes.
And Alexandria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who Bam. Else? We had so many.
Yeah. Oh,
so fun.
Yeah. But we played some games with them and we want to play some games with you.
Okay.
We miss you. So the first one is going to be Would You Rather?
Oh, I love this game.
A classic game. And these are from a very reputable source I like to call the internet.
Excellent.
So, number one, would you rather? Would you rather know the history of every object you touched or be able to talk to animals?
Am I going first?
Yes, go.
Yeah, you go first. You're going first. Talk to animals, obviously.
Maggie?
Absolutely. No question.
Yeah, I think I'd rather talk to animals. I feel like I wouldn't want to know about every single past history of like a pencil I touched. What happens if this pencil belonged to like a mass murderer?
Right.
You know?
Or like it could be evidence, you know?
I mean, all
or
the,
it could be,
the...
it could belong to someone incredible as well, but you know, it's my pencil now. So yellow.
Who would you talk to? Would it be Bowie and Bean and Alfred?
Yeah, I would talk to and all also, the tri-pets and tell them how much we love them. And yeah.
Like, but yeah, also like their birds and squirrels probably see some real shit.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like that could be really fun. You know, you go outside and you're like, what are my neighbors doing these days?
Or we could interview them and be like, what can we do to save the planet in your opinion? Go.
Good
and the birds would be like, get the fuck out of here.
Give me more food.
That's what you could do.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
That's
what
good.
Would you do,
that's
Becky? Good.
Animals, of course. Yeah. Look at that sleeping angel. I want to commune with him.
Yeah.
I bet he's got a story, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Living sometimes in Mexico for a while.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes he just walks around the house and stares outside. So, like, I think he's like you, Ariel. I think he's like a little, like, peeping Tom. And he's going to know what all the neighbors are doing and know, like, who's walking up and down the street.
So you know, and he could probably tell you exactly when your, like, Prime delivery was coming. Because he knows every day. You know, he's like, on Mondays they come at like 11. And then on Tuesdays they come around 6 p.m. You know, they must have a different route because, like, I know. I see them.
We have one of those. We have a mail slot and not like a mail box. So our mail gal, Christine, like shoves it in. And if Alfred's ever in front of there when she comes, he's like, ah!
That must be such a hard thing for pets to understand. Like there's this hole in the door that things just come out of.
What? That's so funny. What is that?
Animals must think that things are nuts. Like, what do they think of toilets? You know, like the water just disappears. Well,
I always
wondered
this
happen.
Bowie understood elevators. Like, we're in this metal box, and then the doors open, and we're somewhere completely different.
I think don't animals have, or at least dogs have, like super either bad or good object permanence, where like mm-hmm. they think you closing the door to go to the bathroom is the same as you just disappearing forever. Like, and when you go out, when you leave the house, they think you're like, you're just like gone to them because they can't see you.
I think that's dogs and
the dogs.
And yes. Yeah. And they have really bad object permanence.
Yeah. It's like, I can't remember.
They think that you have left. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like that's if you leave so the room. Sad. And that's why they follow you around the house all the time. Cause they're like, mm-hmm. no, don't leave.
Don't do it again. Don't leave. Okay. Next, would you rather? Oh, I like, there was one. I asked these to Keith before and we picked different ones on this one. Okay. Would you rather have whatever you're thinking appear above your head for everyone to see, or have absolutely everything you do live streamed for anyone to see?
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Those both sound like a nightmare.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, that's hard. Maggie, you go first. I can't decide.
I like that Ariel just started rocking herself in the chair, too. She's like, she's stressed about the question. She's
not
like, okay,
that
I'm just
doing anything.
I'm going to self-soothe.
Not that I'm doing anything crazy, but I feel like having my thoughts broadcasted above my head, at least like I could go home and hide for a little bit of downtime versus always being live streamed. Someone always has access to that. There's no breaks. So I can't even like... Yeah. Pick my nose in peace, you know?
I was thinking that too. I was thinking, okay, but then maybe I could just go into a room and have my thoughts to myself. But I'm wondering how many people would actually watch my life. If I just made it so excruciatingly boring, that nobody would watch it, then like it wouldn't really matter that I was being live screamed all the time because nobody was watching it, you know? So there is that.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
That's a pretty good one. That's what Keith said too. He said he would rather be live stream, but I said I would rather have people see my thoughts because one, they're going to be moving too fast for anyone to read anyway. And then for someone watching you all the time, what? How? You can't even masturbate in peace like that. Like, you'd always have to be wondering if someone's watching.
Yeah, that's fair.
You can't have sex. You can't take a shower. You can't.
Hell, the thing is, you can't. You just have to be okay with it.
That sounds like a nightmare.
I mean,
it seems like a lot for me.
I'm sure there are people out there who do live stream their showers and who do live stream their sex, you know, and
their entire life.
There are people that watch that. But you know, also it's a question of the people like, yes, I don't have a choice. My life is being live streamed. This was the decision that I made, in this scenario. But you know, who are these people that are watching me shower? You know, like I
who
am
watches
showering.
The watchman.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like I'm not going to judge myself for showering and being live streamed. I'm judging you for watching me.
How dare you?
Oh my God. I love that. I love that Ariel's live stream would come with like insults
judgment.
And like judgment. And like if she was ever like, well, I'm gonna go poop now, I'm gonna be like, and you're a freak for watching.
exactly
it's like, oh, I like that.
It's like I am going to poop or I'm going to shower and you can watch me or not, you know, like turn your computers off for 5 minutes so that I can go poop in peace and you can turn them back on in 5 minutes and I won't judge you. You know?
Let's actually switch gears.
Okay.
These are, the other ones are just kind of mundane. although these are kind of mundane too. So these are, this next game is called This or That. And it's basically the stolen game from the tripod.
We didn't steal nothing. This is our game.
Yes, it's just more compact than One's Gotta Go. So everything, it's this or
everything,
that.
Everything that's theirs is ours.
Yeah, that's true. California is like a 50% marriage law, you know?
Exactly. So. Exactly. So anything that they own is also ours.
Yeah, their IP, everything. Yep. We got it.
By association.
So this or that, you can only pick one.
Okay.
I think I know this one for everyone, but I would love to see. This or that, leggings or jeans?
Leggings.
Leggings, yeah.
Leggings.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Why do we subject ourselves to jeans?
Yeah, seriously. But also ask me in like a year when I can go outside again, and it might be jeans.
Okay. Really?
Well, yeah, yeah. I don't usually wear, I only wear like workout leggings out of the house. Yeah, because I need something to hold me in.
Yeah. And don't they make, aren't the maternity jeans like it's jeans, but it's also kind of leggings on the top?
Yeah.
Are they not good? You don't like them?
I like them okay when I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
But not when I'm not.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
I'm a devotee of the Magic Pockets on Madewell jeans.
Oh, yep.
You know, like the high waist, and then you go, just sucks you up like a. And I mean, okay, it's either the Madewell jeans or the high waisted Lululemon
leggings.
Leggings, yeah,
yeah. Anything high waisted is just
all right. I think this one's gonna be another easy one. Yeah. Bra. Okay. Or no bra?
Durr.
Durr. No bra.
No bra.
No bra.
No bra.
No bra.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've gone almost fully no bra now. Even like out in the world, I'm like, I got these like tank tops that are like, they're from a company called Arc, and Rachel also uses them, but they're like a little bit cotton, a little bit spandex. And when I first got it, I put it on under my hoodie. Then, like, the next day, I put on, like, a button-up over it so you could still see a little bit. And then, like, a couple days ago, I was like, wee! And just wore that and was like, I'm free! I'm free! I'm never going back!
All right, I'm ordering these right now.
They're so comfy.
Because I mean, I've been wearing, like, nursing bras. And they're pretty comfy. I basically don't wear underwire right now. Because you're not supposed to when you're nursing, just because like it could cause, I don't know, clots or they're not called clots. What are they called?
I also feel like you're already having a human put its mouth and little gums around your nipple. You shouldn't be subjected to having wire under that breast as well. Like that.
Thank you.
That's torture.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wear these like very comfortable, just spandexy bras.
Yeah, I don't think I've had wire bras in years. I just wear bralettes, just tiny little things. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Those are
it's hard. I feel like it's hard too, because like depending on your boob size, like they either don't fit one way or they don't fit the other way, or the sizing's always crazy.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I'm a medium, Ariel, for if you're wondering for Arc.
You're a medium? Okay.
I'm a medium. Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know.
All right. That's your bra tip of the day.
No bras.
Don't wear them.
Okay, here's going to be a controversial one in the Bustamante house, the Bustafeld house. Maybe.
Maybe.
Coffee or tea?
Ooh.
If I had to cancel one forever, that's hard. Mm-hmm. I'll have espresso and I'll have tea. I don't really drink coffee.
Be fancy.
But if I had to cancel one for forever, it would probably have to be coffee. Yeah, because you can do so much with tea. Like, there's so many different blends of tea that you can have. If you get sick of one, you can have a green tea. You can have oolong tea, rooibos tea.
You and Zach are quite the pair. I do love that. But I feel this similarly about coffee, that there are so many different ways you could drink coffee. Yeah. You know, you could drink it with milk. You could drink it without milk. You could drink it cold or hot.
I'm coffee all the way. Keith introduced me to coffee when I was like 22 or 23.
You didn't have coffee.
I'm never going back.
Wow.
Nope. I don't even know how I made it through college.
Wow. Oh,
being as sleepy as I am.
And didn't you go off coffee for a little while?
Yeah. So I have this thing where we call it going off something. And it's basically like the idea of it kind of makes me sick. Like the idea of coffee for like 6 months just made me sick. Right now, the idea of like guac makes me sick.
Really? Guacamole?
Guac. Yeah. I actually probably haven't had guac in like a year.
What about avocados? Is it like avocado makes you sick, or it's the
texture for her?
I'll have some avocado every once in a while, but I don't like gravitate towards it anymore. But I'll still make it for Keith. But like sometimes I go off eggs. I go off chicken a lot. I just like wake up one morning and I'm like, you know, not for me. So I did do tea for like 6 months last year. And it was okay, but the moment my body decided, actually, you like coffee again, it was over.
You never go back.
I was like, bye, tea. See you never. But I like a nice ginger tea at nighttime, so I would be sad without that. But I would be more sad without my coffee in the morning. Another basic one, cats versus dogs.
I love animals.
Dogs.
Dogs.
I'm going to go with dogs.
What?
Because Alfred is my favorite cat. He's just it's Alfred that makes me like cats. You know, but I always wanted a dog when I was little.
And Alfred kind of acts like a dog sometimes.
He does. Yeah. He does kind of act like a dog sometimes. But yeah, Beauty. I think I'm on the fence. But I think maybe because I wanted a dog for so long, I would pick dog.
Do you think you guys will still get a dog at some point?
No.
Really?
No. Never.
Because Keith grew up with like a pack of dogs.
Yeah. Keith basically grew up at the pound. He had a billion dogs, a billion cats, literally all the strays.
And so you guys are happy with your one cat? No, you're going to get more cats.
Thrilled. We're going to get more cats. Yeah. We're trying to befriend. We have two new outside cats, Bagels and Zach.
Bagels.
Him or her, Shelby.
Bagels.
Did you name these cats?
Is that Bagels? But
I named Bagels. Yes, because that was big on TikTok for a hot second, and I thought it was funny. Okay. And then Zach named Shelby, who is our orange cat, who's very scared.
Zach named Shelby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He was like, I was like, we don't have a name. We call it Mystery Orange Cat. And he was like, how about Shelby? And I was like, okay.
Shelby is the name of my parents' dog.
Really?
Shelby?
Yeah. So we've been in Shelby.
Oh, that's cute.
That is so funny. So this is Alfred and Shelby now. So now when Bowie gets a cat friend, you can also name it Shelby.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That would be cute. Mm-hmm. We'll get a cat eventually. I don't know when or if it will be within Bowie's lifetime, but it will happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are you guys ever going to get any more animals or just babies, Ariel?
That's a good question.
You too, Maggie. Yeah, you too, if you want more.
Of course I want more. What about you, Ariel?
Oh, we probably won't get a cat. I'm not a huge cat person. And mm-hmm. I'm very averse to hair on furniture. So, like, we always, like, Bean does not shed at all. And that is just, like, the holy grail for me. But I don't think that you can get a cat that doesn't shed.
You get a naked cat.
A sphinx.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you get a naked cat.
Like Hannah and Ella's cats.
Yeah. We might get, I mean, if things settle down between the dog and the babies, we might get another dog just to, like, you know how you have another kid to keep the one kid occupied for the same reason we would get another dog to keep the dog and the kids occupied? You know, just send them all out into the backyard and be like, play.
And you have a good space in the front and the back for like a dog to run around. So I could see Bean and like another dog just like doing circles.
Yeah. Everything's enclosed, so nobody can escape.
Yeah.
So we're fine. It's all. Yeah. So eventually, maybe. And I also, I think it would be an interesting experiment to, like, when the boys are a little bit older, to get them a dog and then see if they can, like, take care of the dog. You know how that works, where, like, you learn responsibility by taking care of a pet.
Yeah.
And, but they're not actually taking care of a pet.
Too. Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like every parent that has gone
always
in with
get
that.
Suckers. Suckers.
They always end up sleeping with the dog in the bed. And, like, they're the ones who are taking them to the vet and taking care of, you know, this and that. I know.
My poor parents were always cleaning our hamster cages and was like, why?
Yeah, Maggie, you're got okay. So last week was axolotls. What is your odd animal of the week that you would like to add to your menagerie?
Oh, right. I forgot that we've talked about, like, me wanting odd animals. Like, very early on in the podcast, it was a tortoise, which someone found a baby tortoise in our neighborhood the other week. I saw it on Nextdoor and I was like, it's mine.
Just wandering.
But then I was like, that's wrong. Don't say it's yours. This week, I don't know. I'm still on the axolotl, but
what's an axolotl?
We didn't tell you about this, Ariel. So there's
what is this?
It's a Mexican salamander, and their gills are external, and they're like pink, like a light pink and like a dark pink, and they smile. They're very cute.
Oh, that sounds like, amazing.
Yeah, they're cute, but Zach said no.
We'll check in next week with the odd animals.
I know, right?
Okay. Here's one. Flip-flops versus sneakers. But I did get a pair of the, like, plastic Birkenstocks. Do you know which ones I'm talking about? They're, like, molded. And I love those. Those are basically my house shoes. Because I'm, like, inside and outside all the time. And, like, I just slip those on and they're great. And then
that's true. Because you have the door. It's so easy to go outside at your house. It's just like the outside is there.
Yeah. And Wes is always in the garden. He like just goes out there and digs. And so, you know, I have to chase after him over there or I have to feed my worms. Did I tell you guys my worms are back? My worm farm
worm update.
They are so happy. They are so happy. Honestly, I left them alone for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think they just thrived. They ate all the food that we left them. And oh my gosh. So I think that they have multiplied. They've, you know, now have many, many worms. Mm-hmm. But the worm farm, so we started with one layer and now we're on the third layer. And the bottom two layers are like, you know, the worm casings that you're supposed to like put in the garden. I haven't done that yet. There's still a couple of worms in there and I'm waiting for them to move up to the food. But they are happy, fat worms. They are so happy and fat. Yeah.
We need to do a composting episode so that you can teach us all about the composting and the worms. Cause Keith and I are in the market right now and the worms kind of scare me.
Oh, and kind of make me sad at the same time. Some so I'm of thinking your stuff about to a Becky tumbler. For your tomatoes. You put some of the casings? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. It's very good. Yeah. And also the worm tea. We could give you guys some worm tea for your garden. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where you like, you pour a bunch of water in through like the compost and it comes out the bottom and it looks like tea. It's like brown because it's got some worm casings in it. Mm-hmm. And then you dilute it and you water your plants with that. And it's just like very vitamin rich. Water. I'll have to bring you some jugs. I'll drop them off on your doorstep.
Yes.
Yeah, but I definitely recommend the worms, and we can give you some of our worms too because they multiply.
Yeah.
You're like, no, thank you.
I'm like, I still don't know. Well, you see the ones that have the tumbler, and then there's the ones that you move, and I don't know which one is best for our lifestyle.
That's fair. I don't know much about the tumblers.
There's no worms, but they're two separate compartments. So you keep feeding one and then it like moves over to the other.
But how does it like degrade without the worms?
The heat? There's a temperature aspect to it.
I know there's like a moisture component as well. You have to have like
It's probably
like brown and green, I think is what they say, like 60% brown, 30% green.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. No, that makes sense. I do know a little bit about that, where like the organic waste, as it like decomposes, it heats up, mm-hmm. and that's what like, you know, helps with the decomposition. Mm-hmm. And you add the like dirt and leaves, mm-hmm. and then tumble it and mix it all together, and then mm-hmm. it becomes like a different type of compost. That makes sense.
Yeah, because I know when you like, so let's say you throw out like a banana peel in your regular garbage, that goes to the landfill, and we think like, oh, you get rid of your, you know, food scraps, and they're just, you know, they'll degrade. That's totally fine. But the conditions at a landfill aren't enough for it to degrade like on its own quickly. So it actually will sit there, and then it does release the gas as it like dies.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know. I think we're going to, you talk about the worms in such high regard that I'm like,
Maybe now
I need to rethink the tumbler, and maybe worm life is for me.
They're really good little pets. You know, they don't take much.
Think they're happy in there? Do you think they know what's going on?
I think they're really happy in there.
And they're getting fed.
Like, they get fed a lot. You know,
yeah.
They get fed all the strawberry tops and all the bottoms of the romaine lettuce. And, mm-hmm. you know, oh, we're growing lettuce right now. And it's like really good looking lettuce. Because I didn't realize, so this is on me, but I didn't realize that there were like summer crops and winter crops. Mm-hmm. So I've been like, why are our tomatoes dying? I don't understand. and then I looked, and then actually my mom was like, well, Ariel, they're summer crops. Like, you idiot. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, what's a winter crop? So now we're growing lettuce and it's very happy. Yeah.
The leafy greens are really excited. There's mm-hmm. a website you can go to. Oh, I got to look up what the name is. But they tell you when different fruits and vegetables are in season, because it's supposed to be more like environmentally conscious to only eat fruits and vegetables that are grown like that season to like stop the demand for.
Yeah, because then they're not flying in from, you know, the Maldives or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I tell you guys about the Onion TikTok account I found?
No, tell us.
I found an account where this man, he's just like a normal dude. He like, he grows onions and he shows you all around his like onion silo. And he said, when you get an onion at the grocery store, it could be like a year old because of its like travel and transit time.
I think really? I saw something about
this. It was so cool.
How old does an onion have to be to go bad? That makes me wonder.
Super, super old, I think.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah. But he was talking about, the reason I started looking at his page is because he was talking about Walmart. And I was like, why the F is this farmer like praising Walmart? That's fucked up.
He was
praising Walmart. Yeah, but he was talking about how much he liked Walmart. And it was because Walmart actually does get their produce locally from farmers, at least where he was. I don't know if that's like an everywhere thing, but he was saying that his family has been working with Walmart for like 20 years or something, providing like locally grown onions. Mm-hmm. And then the other crazy thing he was talking about is how the other impacts of like the California fires, and when there are fires really anywhere, mm-hmm. was that the onions need to stay at like a certain temperature. And in the silos during like normal season, the temperature can regulate on its own. But when the fires were in the air, they had to like turn the heat or the air conditioning on, one or the other, mm-hmm. Thereby like using more fuel because they had to like cool or heat whatever he was doing. I don't know. It was a cool onion TikTok. Did anyone else have 4-H in high school? We had one 4-H club.
What's that?
We had a...
Don't have to answer your question. No.
What's that? What does it stand for, Ariel? I assume you were in a 4-H club.
I was not in a 4-H club, but we did have them when I was living in Texas. But I went in high school in London, there was no 4-H.
Oh, yeah.
But when I was growing up in Texas, there was definitely 4-H. And, you know, Houston has the largest rodeo, livestock show and rodeo. And so we would go to that every year. I actually saw Beyonce at the rodeo.
What the?
I know. And so you would go to the rodeo for the entire day because there was a carnival in at the like on the grounds. Mm-hmm. And so you would go to the carnival, then you would walk through the livestock show where all of the 4-H'ers would be showing off their cows and their pigs and like all of this cool stuff. And so you get to see like, you know, the prize cow and the prize pig. And it was also, they were selling them too. And so you could like, that's where people would go to buy their horses and whatnot. And then you would go and sit in your seats and there would be about 4 hours of the rodeo. So you would see all the cowboys riding the broncos and the steers. And there was, okay, so my favorite was when they would let out 50 calfs. And or maybe it was like 20 calves, but 50 kids who were trying to raise money for their 4-H club would have to catch them. So they would just let calves loose, and then they would let the kids loose, and you would have to like, you know, like catch one of the calves. And the 20 people that caught the calves got like the money for their 4-H club or whatever. Whoa. But the answer to your question is I do not know what 4-H stands for.
It's like a farming club.
It's a farming club. Yeah, it's like, okay.
It's
like horticulture.
Horticulture.
That's all H I know.
One of them stands for the H for like herded something. It's like animal. Oh, husbandry. Okay, animal husbandry. Yeah, please look it up before we make a fool of ourselves.
4-H meaning.
Yeah, horticulture, husbandry.
It says engaging youth to reach their fullest potential while advancing the field of youth development. What does that mean?
That could be everything.
Oh, no, it's not horticulture.
Civic engagement and leadership, healthy.
What is it?
The 4-H motto is my head to clear thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. Is 4-H a religion?
Oh, wow. Okay. Is it a cult? No.
I'll join it. I'm in.
I'm in.
For horses.
Honestly, I think that the best option for us here is to ask the listeners, if you are in 4-H, what does it mean? Why is it good? Tell us all about it, and we will tell everybody about it on the podcast because we clearly none of us have been in 4-H.
I know it's a thing.
I know that it's a good thing.
People were involved.
I know it's a thing.
Okay, yeah. Last this or that. Would you guys rather fly or be invisible?
You know, when I was like 7, maybe 6 or 7, I actually believed that I could fly.
Did you jump off like the roof?
Run?
No, I would. No, I don't remember what it was. I think it was almost like a meditation type of thing where I would sort of sit quietly and I would
and
imagine that I was flying.
That's so cute.
I don't know. It was weird. It was like I would sort of create an out of body experience for myself where I was I'm definitely flying right now.
Well, guys, that's the episode. Becky's computer decided to die, so I think that's our cue to kind of wrap up. And we wanted to thank you again for tuning in for another week and sitting with us. Be sure to rate and subscribe our podcast on Apple and Spotify. And our podcast email is youcansitwithuspod@gmail.com. So be sure to email us your suggestions or questions that you have or topics you'd wish we would discuss. Why can't I speak? But yeah, we'll talk to you guys next week.